Hi everyone. Today I want to talk about what to do when you just don't know what to do. Sometimes the path ahead in life can seem a little unclear. Sometimes we're faced with a range of life choices and almost too many, which often complicate matters and require a great deal of thought. Too much thought sometimes. Then there's times when we have limited choices, none of which are particularly helpful, so instead of moving forward, we just feel paralysed. Add in chronic illness and the restrictions often surrounding our diseases, complications are taken to a whole new level when we're faced with which path to take. So how do we deal with forks in the road, a change of direction, a smorgasbord of opportunities? I want to talk to you about what I call the Cheshire Cat approach. In Lewis Carroll's famous novel, Alice in Wonderland, there is a lovely scene in the story where Alice meets the Cheshire Cat as she comes to a fork in the road. And it goes like this. Alice says, "Would you tell me, please, which way I ought to go from here?" The Cheshire Cat replies, "That depends a good deal on where you want to get to." Alice replies, "I don't much care where." And the Cheshire Cat says, "Then it doesn't matter much which way you go." And Alice says, "So long as I get somewhere." The Cheshire Cat replies, "Oh, you're sure to do that, if only you walk long enough." Well, maybe this is a good starting point for us, asking ourselves if we actually care about which direction to take. Alice's response to the Cheshire Cat when asked the question of where she wanted to go was she didn't really care. She just wanted to get somewhere. I think this is the moral of the story. We all want to get somewhere. None of us, if we are honest, want to remain stagnant in life. We want to grow, learn, achieve, have purpose, and move forward. When living with chronic illness, we need to move forward, despite so often feeling incapable of doing so. Ultimately, though, if we take a moment to think about it, we all want to believe we are doing something to give us a sense of purpose. We need to do something to give ourselves a sense of purpose. In particular, we want our chronic situation to be as easy to live with as possible. Life is hard enough as it is. Even if you know you have a progressive, non-treatable disease, there are still crossroads in the journey. There are still decisions for the future that need to be made, and often there are multiple choices. So let me give you an example. My disease is here to stay. I've said that before, and it's progressive. It's going to get worse. We know it. We accept it. But does it mean that life just stands still while I wait for the disease to do its best? Of course not. I'm alive and I need to live while there's still life in this body, whatever that might look like. There may still be options available to help me manage my disease better. If I stop moving forward, I might miss them. So the question is, where do I want to get to? And that's the question I've been asking myself lately. Well, Alice told the Cheshire Cat she didn't care. She just wanted to get somewhere. You know, I get that. I want to ensure I'm moving forward, leaving no stone unturned and being as prepared as possible for the future, whatever it looks like. So my answer to the question Alice answered is similar, but also slightly different. It's different because I do care. I care about my future and my husband's future. My fork in the road relates to my disease at the moment. The disease is intrinsically a part of me, so I can't help but care about which way I go and which path I take. My answer is also similar to Alice's answer because I want to get somewhere. I just don't want to be stagnant. I don't want to just roll over, give up, give in, or act as if life is completely over for me. I want to keep moving forward. So I have a number of options I'm juggling. Do I change my medical team? Do I just add in a couple of new specialists for a second or third opinion? Do I decide to go ahead with surgery despite dire warnings from my medical team of possible severe complications or death? Do I change my medication regime and, on medical advice, reduce some so that we can see if my body throws us any clues without the meds masking symptoms? Do I start using a wheelchair? Do I ramp up my exercise regime in the hope of building some form of core strength? Is it even possible to improve my mobility? Do I continue having countless blood tests and scans, or am I just wasting my time and everybody else's? Do I cut back on volunteer commitments so I can conserve what little energy I do have to spend time relaxing with non-health related type activities and spend more time with my husband? So as you can see from my list of possible future options, sometimes crossroads present multiple choices, and the more you think about them, the more you feel you're on a massive roundabout rather than just a simple fork in the road. So what do you do when you don't know what to do? Well, you know, it's actually pretty simple when it comes down to it. You do something. Doing something is better than nothing, and it's a bit like you go somewhere in Alice's response. If we do nothing, we will never move forward, we'll never grow, and we'll never know if something good is up ahead. Often with chronic illness, it really is a case of not having anything to lose. If you have multiple options presenting at your crossroad, I know it can be overwhelming. I really understand that. So prioritizing is absolutely key to this process. So let's start as to how we can do that. Look at your list. Write your list down. If you're feeling overwhelmed with a whole range of thoughts about what you maybe should or shouldn't do in your future, you feel like there's a change that you want to make, you've got all these ideas but you're not sure where to start, list them all down, just like I did. And then start numbering them from most important to you to least important. Once you've done that, you're pretty much set. You simply start with number one on your list and you move forward with this option. You've really got nothing to lose. If option one progresses well and you're feeling brave, you can start moving forward with option two. It might be option two is where you stop with your multiple choices as you find you're actually on a path moving you forward in a positive way, providing you with new goals and purpose. From my list of multiple choices, I have whittled it down to a top three list of moving forward options, and I've kept it just at that three. So my first one is I want to add in a couple of new specialists for second or third opinions. My second choice is I want to change my medication regime, and on medical advice, I'm going to reduce some of the medication I'm taking so we can see if my body throws us any new clues without meds masking symptoms. And then my third and final choice is I'm going to cut back on volunteer commitments so I can conserve what little energy I have to spend some time doing relaxing non-health related type activities and spending more time with my husband. You know, there's a Bible verse in Jeremiah chapter 6 verse 16 which really speaks volumes to me, and it says, this is what the Lord says, stand at the crossroads and look, ask where the old road is, ask where the good road is, and walk on that road. If you do, you will find rest for yourselves. And to me, that word of if you do, you'll find rest for yourselves is about that sense of peace that you get when you make a decision to move forward, when you make a decision on things that feel right to you. So for me, those three choices that I've made make sense. They have a rhythm to them, if you like they flow one from the other, and they're going to make a big difference in even my future choices. So that's been really important to me as well. So just have a think about that when you're making your, when you're numbering the things that are important to you. So as you go through that original list where you've just basically just dumped all your thoughts down, as you reread them, there will be one or two that really go, yes, that's the thing that's making me feel a sense of peace and happiness and, you know, like it's going to make a difference to my life in a good way. So now it's your turn. Are you at a crossroads? Are you looking at a fork in the road? Or perhaps you feel like you're going in circles on a roundabout of multiple life choices. Well, it is your turn to simply write down all those options taunting you so you can move forward and not stay stagnant. You don't need to know where everything is going before you get there. You just have to go somewhere. You just have to keep moving. We all have difficult and different physical and mental capabilities, and our lists, our forks in the roads, are going to be so very different. They need to be. They're unique to you. They're special to you. You know, you are special and you deserve to have options to move forward to a future that gives you hope and purpose. Don't be afraid. Take your time to list your options, prioritize them, and go from there. I'll be thinking of you and cheering you on. If you've got any questions, any queries, if you'd like to run ideas past me or just have a chat, you know, you're more than welcome to do that. I can actually be emailed as well at medicalmusings@bigpond.com. Feel free to do that anytime as well. And remember, I have an online support forum, Medical Musings with Sam. It's a private group. It's full of beautiful people who so genuinely care for one another. And just, you know, you won't find you're judged. You won't find great buckets of advice being thrown at you. You will just be heard and cared for. And if you want advice or you want somebody to bounce ideas around with, you'll certainly find people that are really happy to do that. But nobody is going to bombard you. So if you're looking for some genuine care and some friendship in a safe place, don't hesitate to look us up on Facebook, Medical Musings with Friends. Thank you so much for listening today. It's an absolute pleasure to have you here, and I hope something of what I've said might make a little bit of a difference in your life today. And remember, you are special and you do deserve to have options to move forward. So don't be afraid. Talk to you very soon. Thanks again for listening. Bye.